My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Addison, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, don't miss.
The Fan.
All right, Stat or Story time. We'll get back into college football coming up bottom of the hour. One prominent coach with comments about his roster that I think highlight how healthy the sport is in a few regards, at least. So we'll get to that coming up here in 10 minutes. Stat or Story time, though. Do you want to start today, Swag?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got two of them.
Okay.
So,
you fire
the
away.
The theme here, Monday was the 30-year anniversary of the famous Major League Baseball strike slash lockout that led to the cancellation.
Yes, 94.
Of the 1994 World Series.
30 years ago. Wow.
So
some people have claimed baseball's never, I mean, you had the steroid run there in 98, but baseball's, for some, never recovered.
Never recovered fully. So, your first number is 232.
232.
Is that the number of days that the strike slash lockout lasted before they reached agreement on a new deal? Or is it the weight in pounds of the largest living lizard in the world, the Komodo dragon, as it is World Lizard Day?
Oh, man.
Dirt. Or I should say the largest verified specimen of the Komodo dragon.
Dirt logic would lead me to say, I don't remember specifically if they played a full 1995 season or if they started somewhere into the year. I was too young to remember. I remember there not being a World Series. And I believe Griffey was on pace to break the home run record that year or in the mix to do it. And then they shut down the season.
Just hold on to that for later.
Okay.
We got more on this.
But I also feel like the dragon has to weigh more than 200. Like, it has to be. Those things are big. Komodo dragons are massive. Don't they have to weigh more than that? But I'm going to go story. Give me story.
This is a stat. 232 days, by far the longest work stoppage in Major League.
So how much of the next year? They had to miss a chunk of the next year then,
it
right?
It started into April.
Because if this was now 232,
yeah,
you're breaking it coming up on a year.
It went a few weeks into April before they got it cranked back up. No, the 2022 lockout lasted 99 days.
Yeah.
Everything, the 81 strike was 50 days. I think that was in the middle of the season. There was a split season that year. There was a first half and a second half to that season. But yes, no World Series for the first time since 1904.
Yeah.
Attendance dropped some 20%. They had a record average 31,600 average attendance for games in 94. It dropped down to 25,260 in 95.
Those greedy owners, man.
They wouldn't get over 30,000 until 2000.
Unbelievable.
The Expos had the best record in baseball. They were drawing like 28,000 a game. Boom, went to crap. They became the Washington Nationals.
They did, and a handful of years later, they moved.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
So, no, the largest dragon in or lizard in the world is the Komodo dragons. They average about 150 pounds, six or seven feet long, but the largest ever verified specimen, 10.3 feet long, 366 pounds.
I knew it had to be more than that. I'm an idiot. I should have trusted my instincts on that one. What was I thinking?
Don't know.
Those are massive things. You go ahead and fire your next one off, and then I'll do the last one.
Yeah. All right. We'll stick with this. Your next number is...
I like the strike theme, man. I was too young. What were they fighting over in 94? What was the primary cause of it?
Money. Same thing.
Sure, but was there any, like, just more for salaries, a higher... I mean, because there's no salary cap.
No, I think it was... I think it was a bigger piece of the pie.
Okay, revenue sharing, that kind of thing. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You mentioned the home run leaders. So your next number, 43. Is that the number of home runs that Matt Williams, giant legend...
Damn right, back as a third base coach.
...had at the time of the strike... This was before Maris's 61 was still the record.
Yes, before 98.
And he was on pace for it. In the realm of it.
Yeah.
Or is it the number of miles off the coast of the island of Åland that a recent shipwreck was discovered by Polish divers that had about 100 bottles of very well-preserved champagne and mineral water that the Swedish government shut them down from extracting, claiming the shipwreck is an artifact, a relic, a historical artifact.
So they won't let them pick it up? They won't let them bring it up?
Yeah.
What? Okay, 43.
43.
Now, I remember Matt Williams was unbelievable that year, and I remember him and Griffey were on the brink, and that was a conversation in 94 when it all shut down. Let's see, there'd be about a month and a half left in the season, give or take, 43. I think he's slightly less than that. I'm going to go story. Give me story.
It is a stat. Matt Williams had 43 home runs. He was on pace for 60.
How many did Griffey have?
Griffey had 40.
40, okay.
On pace for 57. Bagwell had 39. Frank Thomas had 38. So there was...
Somebody could have got hot and broken the record in 94.
Somebody could have set the home run record. Now, Bagwell got hurt later that year, so he...
Sure. Steroids.
Whatever. But yeah, Junior and Matt Williams were having some fun there.
Yeah.
The other thing that was fun from that year, at the time of the strike, Tony Gwynn was hitting 394.
He had a shot at 400.
Was after a crappy April. So after the month of April, it never dropped below 376. In the 10 August games he played... before the strike, he hit 475. He was 19 of 40 in 10 August games.
Unreal.
And 400 watch was on.
Unbelievable. Well done, owners. Well
so
done.
The Expos could have stayed in Montreal.
Yes.
Tony
Griffey
Gwynn could have
broke the record.
Griffey could have had the
Expos could have won.
Yep. But no.
No. Can't give him more money.
So this is from the AP. A 18th or 19th century champagne... in the bottom of the Baltic Sea, Polish divers finally found this ship 37 kilometers off the south of the Isle of Åland. And so they found all of these preserved bottles. There wasn't a label anymore, but on the cork they could see an R. So they're trying to determine, they figured the goods could have been on the way to either the Royal Table in Stockholm or possibly the Russian Tsar's residence in St. Petersburg. And as they were getting excited to try to extract these, The Swedish government stepped in and said,
no.
No dice.
So they're just leaving them at the bottom of the...
So they got to stay down there with the shipwreck.
What are we doing?
Now, I don't know what they'll do. I mean, Lord knows if those things are preserved, what sort of value they could get.
Oh, God, yeah. Are they accessible to, like, any random poacher? Like, can somebody take some gear down there
so.
And go grab it?
So you're 37 kilometers off the coast, but it's 190 feet deep.
Okay, that's pretty deep.
So you got to have some equipment.
You got to know what you're doing.
You
can't be a diver and go grab
down
that stuff.
But this was from Magnus Johansson. County official told the AP, you must not damage the ancient remains, which also include taking items from the wreck. For example, champagne bottles without permission of the county. Mm. The champagne bottles are a fantastically well-preserved find that gives us a snapshot of shipping and life on board at the end of the 19th century.
Interesting. My folks are heading to Sweden soon, and I'm excited to hear all of them. They're going for like a long time. Sweden, Norway, Denmark, they're doing the whole thing. Incredibly jealous. I think we should bring it all up. I want to try some of that champagne, see how good it is, man. I bet it's delicious.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Last one for you. I'm horrible at this game. We'll see if I can stump you. Your number is 450. 450.
450. All right.
Is it the number of rushing yards that Dylan Gabriel had last year at Oklahoma?
Okay.
In his 13 starts, would have been 13 starts, okay. I think. Or is it the amount of money that somebody charged all of the guests who attended his wedding because he spent $200,000 on his wedding?
$450. It's always tough with these round numbers. It's
very specific.
Very specific. Now he spent $200,000. $450. That's a lot of people coming to the wedding, but if you're spending that much, I don't think you're inviting that many people. I think it's more than that, so I'll say that's Dylan Gabriel's yardage.
All right. Let's go 3 for 3 here. Gabriel ran for 373 yards last year. So close, 12 tutties, 373 yards. There is a man out there who might have to cancel his wedding after all of his family and friends declined to attend because he decided to spend $200,000 on his wedding. And in the invitation, he basically said, if you want to attend my wedding, you have to pay $450 to attend.
No.
And all of his friends and family have said,
yeah,
nope,
see ya.
We're not going to. And he is now going through the process of having to cancel his wedding.
Come on.
Can you imagine the reaction on your face if you get an invite to a wedding and said, oh, hey, by the way, here's the bill?
If I, you
weddings
know.
Suck anyways, unless it's like a close friend or a family member.
Yeah.
Weddings are not that enjoyable.
Look, I've done them on both sides. First one was the big, huge thing. We had a ginormous cater, and it was, okay, who's chipping in between parents, and what are we paying for? And we wanted to have a big party, and we wanted to do it up, and
all
of those sorts of things, and it was fantastic. And you just want your friends and family to be there and experience it and have a great time.
Yes.
That's it. Not close to $200,000.
But expensive.
But there were five figures in the final bill.
Those are expensive.
So it was that. Second time around, it was, I was proposed to.
Yeah.
And said, okay, well, if we're going to do it, let's do it. And in 2 months, we figured it out.
Got married.
And we basically did it.
Easy peasy.
And it looked like a cocktail party at the holidays.
Yes.
And
that's all you need.
Both were great and both were memorable. So I just can't imagine you or me inviting Sprague. And on the invitation,
by the way,
RSVP.
Here's my Venmo.
Please put your credit card number. It's $450 a person.
I mean, just it is so pretentious to think that people are that excited and eager
here's where we're
to
registered.
Celebrate your wedding. Yeah, well, and by the way, get a gift as well, right?
Neiman Marcus.
And I'm going to make you travel somewhere, probably. I'm going to do like an exotic
yeah,
looking, you know,
he,
then it's worth it.
Like at the Palace at Versailles or
absolute
something?
Absolute insanity to think that people
clown.
Would be willing to spend like... It's just breaking news for anybody that's getting married. Like, people don't want to go to your wedding. They just, like, unless it's a close family member or it's a very close friend.
Yeah.
You're hanging out with 97% of people that you don't know, that you've never met, that you will never see again in your life. There's an open bar. You have fun. I'm not saying they're all a drab. But it's not like you're not eager to be like, yes, I get to go to a wedding tonight. And, you know, so if the idea of charging people to then also attend your wedding is hilarious. We never ended up having one because we got married in COVID. And so we had all these, we planned for 2 years for a wedding and then ended up getting canceled. And we got married at the beach in front of like eight people.
We're still waiting.
In the middle of COVID. And so it was, I think back with a mix, every time I get sad about not being able to have my close buddies and my family be there for a celebration. The people that truly matter to you, I get sad. And then I see stories like this, and I'm like, God, thank God I didn't have to go through that because it was just nauseating to plan for that
long. You can have one of those, think, you know, 10 years out.
I still have never seen. My wife got a wedding dress. I've still never seen her wedding dress.
Some sort of renewal of the
house. I think we'll do at some point, yeah. Get the thing sized. But we were going through all the sizing, and then the world shut down, and we thought, well, we can't get married. And so she was like, well, I'm not going to finish doing the sizing because we can't even get married. So there you go. $450. You're getting a bill, man. You're coming to my wedding and you're paying for it. How about that? Two for one marketing scheme.
Taylor
right there.
Swift better be playing his wedding.
Yes, if you're charging me $450, who's the musical guest?
Okay.
Then I'm thinking about it. Other than that, get the hell out of here, man.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. See ya.